Blog Talk Radio. God, grant me the words to speak his thoughts. Today's the day. It's Valentine's Day. February the 14th, 2012. Valentine's Day. So sending love and many kisses and hugs. As I hug myself, hugs to all of my Valentines. And my views at my Culture Shock Entertainment Reports profile has exceeded 41K. So I have more than 41K Valentine's. And so just sending out much love to those that do like me and love me or even admire me, those that have a love-hate vibe even for me. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Those that would like to know me better, happy Valentine's Day to you also. It's happy Valentine's Day. I don't have a significant other, but from a little girl, from a baby, I've always loved Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is one of my favorite holidays outside of my birthday and patriotic holidays. And I love holidays, period, though. To me, every day is a holiday. To wake up and see the day is a holiday. Praise God. So just happy Valentine's Day. It's a good reason to express your love for people that you do care for. Friends, coworkers, peers, spouses, significant others, those that you admire secretly or whomever. Just a day to be really positive. And really, we should carry ourselves in that manner on a daily basis. And please excuse me if you are new to the show. This is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth. And you just heard Katy Perry's song, Part of Me. And before that, of course, my friend Valentine Morris Mills, which is still in L.A., enjoying himself. He has had a fun time the past week, just a ball in L.A., Hollywood, Beverly Hills, just having a ball, going to different events and going to the Grammys and so on. So a big shout out to he and also all of my friends and loved ones in L.A. and all around the world, just sending you kisses and hugs and whatsoever. Maybe I'll be making a second trip to L.A. in the near future. It's been more than 20 years since I've been to Los Angeles, Long Beach, Hollywood area. It's been special. Happy Valentine's Day to David Harrison Levitt and his love, Rosie. So I definitely learned a lot about life and unconditional love from him. I've always been big on unconditional love. So Valentine's Day is not just about romantic love. It's about unconditional love. What a lot of us know is agape love. And so it's just to love. To love for no reason. To love others. But you know what? Most importantly, to love self. That's one reason why I played that song by Katy Perry. That song, Part of Me, is definitely a song promoting self-love. That I will love myself. I love when she says, who's there for me? And you're not going to take away a part of me. I was just ecstatic when I received this copy, email copy of this song, because I loved her performance at the Grammys of the song. I didn't talk about her yesterday, I don't think, but I'm a big, big supporter of Katy Perry. And which she and her significant other had worked out too, Russell Brand. I liked both of them before they got married and still do afterwards. But her performance was fantastic on Sunday night at the Grammys. But I was ecstatic when I received this song yesterday. And so, I thought about playing Prince, and I'll be sure. I said, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. But you all will hear that. I will post. Oh, no later than this evening at my pre-recorded Springer.com. I have another internet show on Springer.com, and so I will post a 30-minute Valentine's program of romantic songs mostly by Prince and Al B. Sure and a couple other goodies, Slow Jam goodies, okay? So be on the lookout for that no later than this evening, okay? So Springer.com/CultureShock Inc, just like with blogtalkradio.com. Either you search Be True, B.True, T-R-U, or Beth Williams, B-E-T-H-W-M-S. But I thank you so much for joining me. I'm just ecstatic and giddy. A shout out to all of those who attended the political discussion panel forum at Tougaloo Cottage last night. I was a no-show, you all, and I'm sure the event was a blast. I thought I would see some footage on the news or something, because I know I did my part of promoting it. I still would like to remind you all that Tougaloo College is celebrating Delta Week this week. And last night they had the political discussion forum, which I was scheduled to be a panelist. But I was a no-show, had a transportation issue. And so I'm just telling you the truth. And also, we had some pretty bad weather yesterday and last evening. So I hope the turnout was good and that everybody made it there safely. But I know it was a blast. I haven't spoken with Christian. Maybe she'll give me an update on what was going on, because I definitely was all ready and good to go and was all prepared to do my part as a Repub panelist. And I just know it was a blast. So shout out to Nick Lott and Councilperson Quentin Whitwell and everyone else, Skip Coon and Tyson Jackson. I assume all of those like fellow panelists did attend, Dr. James Stewart and Dr. Miranda Freeman. So again, I must thank Christian Harris for inviting me, and I have enjoyed talking with her and as in preparation and emailing back and forth in preparation for this event. I just think it's a good idea to have well-balanced forums. It's good to hear, you know, from the public and from people who live and breathe politics, either from the inside or from the outside. I'm part of the private sector, so it's good to hear a voice from the private sector. You know, I think that's what was good about Mr. Quentin and Nick, and I have been there together because Mr. Quentin Whitwell is a city council person and also an attorney, and Nick was a state level of government, and I represent the private sector. So I think, you know, it's good to see different faces of the Republican Party. Some people only think about the Republican Party as a middle class, you know, balding, older man. And the honest truth is the Republican Party is more diverse than many think. I've supported Republican Party and had conservative views since I was a little girl. But I have an independent, open-minded view. I've always been open-minded, and I've always voted across the line, even though I've always remained a registered Republican. Some think that Mississippi is not a state where you are a either a registered Democrat or a registered Republican. I don't know about registered Democrats, but I easily find out when I want to vote during primaries. And speaking of primaries, our presidential primary is coming up soon, exactly a month from yesterday, and that's on March the 13th. March the 13th is when we will make our decision on who we would like to see as a GOP presidential nom, who we would like to see. And so this is amazing. But I must say one thing. I caught part of President Obama's speech yesterday morning regarding the budget, and I've been a product of a community college and also attending HBCU, Jackson State University. I finished getting my bachelor's in business management, but I'm a graduate of a community college, and I think it is just wonderful. This is the only part of his speech that I heard also, because I was watching The View and also trying to get ready for the event because I thought I would still be a participant. And I love the fact about community colleges, working with community colleges and entrepreneurs and training individuals in on ways to have better businesses and also to get mid-level jobs. Because a lot of times when you hear people talk about, oh, this politician created jobs, especially like sometimes when Perry talk about jobs, some people say, yeah, but they're low-paying jobs. And then some people say, well, a job is a job. But they have a any kind of a low paying job, no job. So I think it's a good idea to train people for mid level jobs also. You know? So, and that's real important. Most of America is middle class. I was brought up middle class. I remain middle class. I'm a struggling sister, but I remain middle class. And also, it's just amazing. So it takes all of us, to do our part and be supportive. Some of us sweat blood and tears. Some of us, you know, can write a big check. Some of us can create jobs for others. You might be a one-person entrepreneur, and then next thing you know, you have more employees than you can handle, but it's a blessing, you know. So that's what's amazing about America. So I must commend the president on that part. I've heard about other parts of the budget, but I love that part. You know, I was like, wait a second, but like, no. I was just telling my hairstylist, my cosmetologist, and a fellow client, not my cosmetologist, but we were talking about the political forum event, and you know, people love to tease me. Oh, you're a Republican? Oh, you know, this is how people do. People like to do political trash talking. Like, oh, you're a Republican, but I do support the president. Now, I voted for Clinton, but I honestly don't see myself voting for Obama, honestly. Now, but I did joke around and said, now, okay, I could vote for Obama the last minute. Obama could do something to really impress me and make me change my mind. But I don't see that happening, to be honest, because there's a lot of other issues that need to be taken care of. But that right there, he got a thumbs up from me, definitely. Because I do love his work and First Lady Obama's work also. And so this is just amazing. But I get off of all of that. So I just wanted to commend, make a shout out to everyone that was a part of that event. And I hope that the entire Delta Week is an important week. And I just, you know, hope that Christian organized this event along with her fellow sororers and Benedict Soror. I know this event was really important, so I'm almost sure that it was a success. But back to Valentine's Day, and there are some birthdays today, too. I love looking at the Dallas News newsletter, and on today's birthday is Florence Henderson's birthday today, Hugh Powers, Pat O'Brien, Jim Kelly, no football player, Penn and Teller, Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Today is his birthday. He's 70. Drew Bledsoe. So happy birthday to all, everyone. And I have so many friends. You all, man, birthdays are everywhere. Happy birthday to all of my personal friends also, and online friends. And so many birthdays. My goodness, it'll be a birthday show. But today is like a sad day, too, for me, because my grandmother passed away on this day also when I was like age 5, 6. So it was like, I loved my grandmother so much. And my grandmother was like one that noticed that I could sing a little bit at the age of 1, even though singing is not like my, you know, dream, but she noticed that I had vocal abilities when I was just a baby, she and my mother. So I just think of my grandmother. My grandmother was so much fun to be around, living in the Georgetown community of Jackson, Mississippi. That's Ward 3, which is also having an election today. They're making a decision to pick a council person in that ward. And many of my friends, including the wife of the person that's been replaced, so I'm going to shout her out also, because I once volunteered in former City Councilman Kenny Stokes' office. Yes, it's a Republican, volunteered in Democrat Kenny Stokes' office in the late 90s, and I was able to, you know, get to know his wife and get to know Ms. Mangum, his assistant, much better back then. So I'm just shouting out everyone that is vying for that office, Everett Wilson, and my former schoolmate, Freddie Dollar, Mannery Palmer, Zachary Williams, a longtime friend of mine, engaged to Serena Wilson, a longtime friend of mine, and so we're related. We have like some of the same relatives. So just a shot, and I pretty much know everybody, maybe except one person that is running. There's a lot of people running for the office, so just shout out. You all in Ward 3, just get out and vote, because that is a ward in an area that is very near and dear, close to my heart. I lived in that community the first almost nearly 8 years of my life and still love that community. I have loved ones and friends who still love and live in that community. And one thing about it, when I was a little girl, that community was filled with multiculturalism and entrepreneurs. And it's so important for us to revitalize not just the downtown area of Jackson, but all neighborhoods in Jackson, Mississippi. So we can do this. But it's Valentine's Day, and we have about 6 more minutes of live streaming. And I just want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And you can call 714-409-0614 to talk about Valentine's Day. Wish me a happy Valentine's Day. I wish you a happy Valentine's Day. But also, as I talk with you all, I'm tuned to Mike and Mike. And right at the beginning of the show, Chris Carter, they was either talking live or rerunning a tape, where Chris Carter's reporting that Randy Moss, that he is unretired and ready to re-enter the NFL. My friend Rich Rupnick and I just talking about Randy Moss last week. So that's amazing. Randy Moss is a definitely good player. He and Terrell Owens are fantastic players, and they should be on someone's team next season. They honestly should. But I must congratulate all the NBA teams that won last night, especially the Mavericks. I knew that game was going to be a tough game, a close game. I watched some of the Orlando Magic game, and then right at the end, I turned it because we wanted to check out some stuff maybe about Whitney. I was checking out the voice, and sadly, I turned away from the voice and missed a Mississippian. A Mississippian is on Blake Shelton's team, and he's from Ridgeland, which is north from Jackson, Mississippi. So congrats to him. The local media talked about his success and achieving to get on Blake Shelton's team, so that's cool. So that's just really hot. So Valentine's Day is such a fun day. What am I doing today? I had said I was going to resume going to the gym today as a part of my self-love for myself, but I think I'm going to do that no later than next Tuesday. Today I'm probably going to check out a matinee movie, either the romance film, The Vow, or the thrilling film, Safe House. So that's how I spend my day. A lot of my online friends that have kids, so they're going to spend time with their kids. Some spending time with their love. My shout out to my single friends who are proud and happy to be who they are. And we're like, we love Valentine's Day. We're romantics, even though we don't have significant others. We still celebrate. So shout out to my friend Sharon Williams. She told me on Facebook, I'm celebrating me. So, and I'm like, that's right, let's celebrate us. So we're celebrating love, period, love of self. Just love, 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 period. And if we're loving ourselves properly, then that should be an attraction, right? Even though I'm not pursuing anyone. I'm still working on getting unmarried, but I do like people. And so I just don't want to be blind to love when it's right in front of me. Being a romantic is kind of sad case that I am not romantically attached to anyone, but I'm not. And God knows what's right and what's best and what works out. I'd rather be happy and not in a romantic relationship than in a romantic relationship and unhealthy, because I have had one too many of those. But shout out to all of those who have loved me in the past, both of my my ex-husband and my estranged husband and all love the former boyfriends and all. So shout out to them and their lives. So on, because I have no hard feelings or grudges against people. And I think people should have the right and freedom to live their lives and not to bother people and to, you know, be friendly to one another. You know, those, there are, you know, some people are like, oh, my God. You know, but I'll be quiet right now. But I'll be wetting my lips right now on that. But still, that's just how I feel, you know, just people. To those in your past lives, your current lives, and just look forward to a bright future because we don't know when our last breath is taken. And before ending the show, I want to send my condolences out to the Wade family, a very dear family to my heart. Yolanda recently told me that Coach Wade, some of you all know Coach Wade, former coach with Northwest Rankin and Jackson Public Schools, passed away last Friday, and I am just heartbroken. He was a very important part of my teen life, very close to his kids. And he passed away. His obituary will be in today's paper, Clarence Ledger paper, and his funeral is scheduled for Friday. And, I just wanted to share that information with you all. But it's the end of the show, and I thank you, and look out for my Valentine's show on Springer.com also that I will post today. So happy Valentine's Day, and I love you so much. Wait a second. I think I need to continue the show a little bit because there are places that you need to go by to shop at and to dine at. I've been getting emails and information from restaurants and also from retailers. So restaurants that would love for you to come by today are Olga's Dining here in Jackson, Mississippi. Also, Fairview Inn. Very historical, beautiful, beautiful bed and breakfast here in Jackson, Mississippi, with the spa and everything. Hilton's in the area, downtown Hilton Garden Inn, you know, the King Edward Hotel. And I have, as much as I wanted that, anticipated that hotel to open, I have yet been there. I said, one weekend, I'm going to spend a weekend there, a couple nights there, and just enjoy myself. And writing everything, sketch and everything, spend a couple of days and nights down there. But really, then the Hilton Hotel on Caroline Road, which is awesome. They've also have, you know, been promoting that they have Valentine specials and so on, and the different retailers that you can shop with online and in store: Victoria's Secret, Michael's. Mark, you all know I'm a Mark girl. We're still running our promo where you can get a free hookup and also just have nice sets. Shout out to my new Mark mentor, Mandy, based in Georgia. Thank you so much for the package of goodies. So I received some real good items from her. Regarding signing up new reps and for demonstration, and also to share with you all, because if I had gone to the event, I planned on also sharing with the Delta, especially Christian, because she invited me and so on. So maybe they would be looking forward to have hosting a Mark Girl party. Any of you all guys, you can have Mark guys, Mark parties also. But you can visit my website. At my e-boutique with Mark at mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. And also, if you're not friends with me on my Mark page, it's Beth Mark Girl Rep. Also, I know many of you are friends with me at Miss Beth Nelson as my original page. So my Prince lovers and my Prince fam, you all be sure to check out my Springer.com show because it's going to be Prince music and Abby Sher music and a couple other goodies. It's only a 30-minute show, but you're going to love the 30 minutes of Valentine sounds of love and romance. But let's see. Here's some more info that I have been getting. wow. And it's right on the tip of my tongue. As you all can imagine, I don't have notes written in front of me. I've jotted down some notes as I've been talking, but I don't have all my notes in front of me because it's just different retailers that you should contact. I've been getting so much info galore, and I guess I'm getting like brain freeze. But while I'm getting my mind together on other retailers to visit, Cold Water Creek retailer, they're having a Valentine's sale. Of course, Belk's, Neiman Marcus. I've heard and received emails from Neiman Marcus. Shout out to Betsy Johnson, who had her Fashion Week runway show last night. Shout out to her. And it's been a lot of shows going on, runway shows. I've been getting so much news, fashion news, and I've been doing my best to post live video and to update you all on when to make contact with certain individuals in certain industries. Also, shout out to Madison County GOP group that I have recently joined. Tonight there is a meeting in Madison County, and last night they started training speaking of the primaries, began training workers for the primaries. And so, you know, this is really serious business, y'all, really, for real. And I want to talk more also and remind you about tomorrow's show. Of course, it'll be airing tomorrow. And also on Thursday, listen, I've aired every day this week, 7 days a week. I'm acting like LB Sure now, doing his slow jams 7 days a week. But Sunday had to do the Grammy show, and then with the loss of Whitney, but I already had that plan to do the Grammy show. And then today's Valentine's Day on Tuesday. And Thursday is a special scheduled show with Edward Peter Cole II with EC Puffin Entertainment, who's bringing the Heartbreakers Ball to Jackson, Mississippi, to the Alamo Theater located at 333 North Ferry Street. That event is a week and a half away on February 25th. And I'm looking forward to speaking with him and hopefully with Big Mama, Jezebel, the creator of the Magic City Sirens. And they are a burlesque vaudeville review out of Birmingham, comprised of women of all backgrounds, shapes, and sizes. And they tour over the country. This will be their third time coming to Jackson, the second time that EC Puffin is bringing them. Like I've said before, they performed at a Halloween event that he had scheduled, but I missed out on. But I'm not missing out on this one. I already have my tickets and everything, so I'm looking forward to this event. And also, there's another event that night also regarding the documentary Black Love 2, which will be screening at the Davis Planetarium the same night. So you can do both. It would be great. And then I spoke with my longtime pal, mentor, play dad, I'd call partner, Mr. B. Some of you know blues musician Mr. B. He's a longtime friend of mine. Know his ex-wife. As a matter of fact, that's how I met him and his son. His ex-wife, Miss Louise, was my customer when I was a successful sales consultant with Merry-Go-Round Enterprises, which we talk a lot about at Metro Center Mall. So I talked with Mr. B last night. So Mr. B said he has a gig down in Hazelhurst dealing with the American Heart Association. So shout out to the American Heart Association and to Mr. B. And I know that event would be a success. He said he's been doing that event for the past 5 years. I know he's told me about that event and that he does a lot of other events down there in that Hazelhurst area, but he does some pretty good upscale events, you know, from private events to casinos, and also have had invites from, you know, cruise lines, have performed on a couple cruise lines. So just, you know, best wishes to my longtime friend and mentor, Mr. B. Warren Burrell. He's on Facebook, so you can check him out at Mr. B. or at Warren Burrell Jr. I have a bit of him posted that I posted last evening. So check out Mr. B. He has a lot of music out, and so he does quite a few cover tunes and so on. But it was a blast speaking with him. So I guess I'll conclude the show. I don't think anyone called in, and I just appreciate your support. And like I said, the views have exceeded 41K, and because of Shock Entertainment Report's partnership with Blog Talk Radio, so because Shock Entertainment Report will be celebrating a one-year anniversary birthday next month on March the 21st. And so, like I said, I'm going to all before that I still plan on trying out the upgrade where I can extend the hours of the show from 30 minutes to 2 hours. So looking at doing that to celebrate the birthday. So probably would begin that trial period on March the 21st. I think that would be the perfect day to start that, exceeding the show from 30 minutes to 2 hours on a trial basis, for the 30-day trial basis. If you all like that format, then stick with it. If you all get a thumbs down from that, then we'll stick to the 30-minute format. But the 2 hours, we're going to see because, wow, just when you all support quickly, the show had to extend from 2 days a week to daily. You know, and then after I came back from the hiatus, that's when I, you know, started doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Because, like I said, I like to research, and it really is a lot of pre-production and post-production in broadcasting. Yes, an internet radio show. If you really want to give your listeners what they want, and do quality programming, honestly. And it's like I'm maximizing a little to make a lot, and I just appreciate you all support. I honestly do. I'm going to start crying, because you know sometimes people can feel like I'm a failure. I mean, and sometimes you can be doing good, and you hear things from other people, and y'all hear what somebody has said, even though you shouldn't let what people have said bother you. But when it is like unfound, untruth, just fabricated, like not even near the truth, it's painful and it's hurtful, you know. But then also it's very encouraging at the same time also, you know. I know now why some people say, I'll show them, you know, to the naysayers. Because, you know, I just thank you because I know next week it could not be a success. You all can stop listening, but I pray you don't. And I just appreciate your feedback, and I look forward to future guests. I mean, I have guests really lined up that are waiting to be a part of the show, that are looking forward to being interviewed. And I thank you. I thank you so much. And also, I thank my partnership with Zimbio. I've noticed since I have a profile and I've hooked up with Zimbio.com, how my listenership has increased. And so shout out to Zimbio. And because it's just amazing. That's just a great outlet to expose my, not only blogtalkradio.com, but my writings also. And so I love dealing with Zimbio.com. Awesome stories, awesome networking site, awesome pictures and so on. So I'm looking forward to getting back out there also and taking more pictures. I was planning on last night, if I had been a part of that event, I was getting my video cameras and my phones all ready so I could be tweet casting and some of everything. I need new cameras. That's one thing I need to put on my to-do list, to purchase new professional cameras. But then also I was getting my video, my flip cameras and my Androids all prepared to take pictures and video and everything. But I will do that. But time is running out, and I just thank you all so much. And visit my pages, visit my Twitter and so on, because I'll be posting other places that you can shop at online or in person, and places that you can dine at. And you all know I post pretty much when you send me information, I try to share it and reshare it and retweet it. And thank you also to my YouTube friends that share me awesome videos with me. And also shout out to my MySpace and my LinkedIn connections also. I love LinkedIn. It's wonderful. But I just thank you all, and I love you very much, and hugs and kisses and smooches, and do your best not to be sad today. I know some people can be sad today, regardless of what you're going through. Don't be sad on Valentine's Day. At least you have you that you love, and you have at least friends that you can count on one hand, like most of us do. So love your pets. Have fun with your pets. Even pets love Valentine's Day. I'm rambling on and on, but it seems like I'm forgetting to talk about something. But again, just happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to my mom and my loved ones, my sister, my brother, my nieces, all my relatives and friends and fam, and those of you that love me and like me that I don't even know that you love me and like me, because that happens. And those of you that might not think that I admire you also, if it's just admiring your work and how you set an example and a role model in the community, I